culture, society, on every street and around every bend lies a world positively overflowing with both. But sometimes, we can all use a night in, removed from the endless spiral of chaos and absolute nonsense that waits outside our doors. And for those nights, there's Drizzly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. With Drizzly, you can shop local stores and compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get your favorite drinks delivered to your door in under 60 minutes. All from the comfort of your couch. Because society is great, but it doesn't have your couch. And it's windy out, and you forgot your jacket. And oh my God, would you look at the line at that place? Are you serious? So download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's drizzly.com today. You're listening to Hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter. And I'm excited. I'm so excited because I have an exciting announcement to make. I am going to be hosting a cocktail mixer benefit for Generation Rescue November 18th. It's going to be a fun event. We're hosting it out here in downtown LA. There's a gorgeous city view penthouse that the event's going to be held at. So you're literally going to be overlooking all of downtown, and the view is just impeccable, and it's going to be so much fun. We have Calafia Farms coming out to craft up some festive cocktails. Dream Pops is coming out and going to be handing out some superfood ice popsicles. Dry Farm Wines is coming to do a wine tasting. Catoctin Creek is going to do a whiskey tasting. Love Organic Beauty is hosting a nice glam bar. Lots and lots of free goodies and treats and alcohol. It's going to be a fun event, and it's all in support of families affected by autism. We're raising money to help fund medical treatment for kids with autism. So come have some drinks, have some tasty treats, support a good cause. It's going to be fun. November 18th. You can get your tickets now at grpopup.eventbrite.com. That's GR for Generation Rescue, grpopup.eventbrite.com. It's going to be fun. I'm hosting it. And it's going to be a good time in support of a good cause. So come out, do something good for this holiday season, and get ready. There are going to be lots of drinks to enjoy. So please come have fun. grpopup.eventbrite.com. And if you use code Zach, Z-A-C-K, Zach, you get $10 off your tickets. So come on out, everybody. I'm also excited because I have a very fun guest on the phone today. She is the co-host of the For Crying Out Loud podcast. She's the CEO of Corolla Drinks, and she's the wifey of Mr. Adam Corolla. Please welcome Lynette Corolla.
Hi, Zach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm as they say in Los Angeles, I'm in Carmageddon hell. I'm in downtown LA, and I forgot Obama is in town, and I did it's a parking lot. I apologize. I tried to get out to you, and I barely moved, and I would have stuck with it, but I wouldn't have gotten there in time. And I have goodies for you as well, so I'm going to have to get them over to you. I apologize.
You know what? Obama should know that traffic is already bad when he's not in town. Like, he needs to send out a warning, like, a week in advance that's, like, a hardcore. You know how we get those Amber Alerts on our phone where your phone just, like, buzzes like crazy? We need one of those for when Obama's coming to town that says, hey, everybody, get your shit together. I'm coming to town. You may want to prepare ahead of time. Because he likes to make these surprise visits, and then we're all just screwed at the end of the day.
That's a fantastic idea.
Don't worry about it. It's totally fine. I'm glad I get to chat with you tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yes. I appreciate it.
I'm so excited.
I love that intro.
I've been anticipating this interview for weeks. You have no idea. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Aw. And go ahead.
And you have a great podcast, the For Crying Out Loud podcast, which you co-host on the Corolla Digital Network.
Yes.
Talk to me about it. What can my listeners expect when they go and tune into For Crying Out Loud?
Well, we're pretty rangy on that show. it started off as a parenting, advice kind of show, but we got bored with that really quick, and then it went to the dark place of talking about, our husbands and porn and you name it, we talk about it.
Is it because your husbands are really into porn?
No. We talk about the porn we're into.
Are you into porn? I'm not a porn person.
No.
I think,
no.
Yeah, yeah. It's just not for me.
Are you single, though?
I am single.
Well, there you go. If you're really? When you're married, it's like,
is it different?
Watching, it's like jacking off to the same magazine over and over and over.
So you need porn to keep it spicy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Fair enough. It's funny. There was this, I was just sharing with Rena, the engineer. There was this guy, he's called the Naked Chef, and he's all over the internet right now. His name is Franco Noriega, and he's the Naked Chef, and he literally put out a cooking tutorial where he's pretty much naked on YouTube. And
you are kidding me.
He's not fully naked, but he's in like boxers, but like his bulge is like in your face the entire time. And it's like, you totally knew what you were doing, but like everybody's geeking out over it and his massive bulge.
What is his name?
You're like, let me write this down. Let me take some notes.
Well, I work with a company called VidChat that just launched, and we're doing a fundraiser too.
Oh wow!
In November, and you should come. I'll send you all the details. But they do live streaming of things and the money goes to charity, but they pick people. They curate it, and they have chefs, they have yoga, they have therapy, they have legal advice, and where people can go on and, bid and get to sit one-on-one with some of these people that have these services.
Oh, nice.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah. So I can't wait to tell them about it. Tell them about the Naked Chef.
Yes, tell them about the Naked Chef. He is hot right now.
No, I can't wait. Well, Stephanie and I have been doing our podcast for about 6 years, and it's just now starting to finally catch some heat because, takes a while to build, but we went 2 days a week, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun. We just, chit chat and talk about whatever pisses us off that week or whatever comes up. Yeah.
So traffic will probably be a topic this week.
You got it. Oh, my God.
So I hear you're married to a professional complainer. I think everybody knows him. His name is Adam Carolla. And if you haven't, I don't know what you're doing with your life. Talk to me. I'm so fascinated about marriage in general, let alone with Adam Carolla. Talk to me. What does a typical day in your house look like? And I'm sure it's pretty bonkers.
It is. Well, we've been together 21 years. I'm used to him for, now, but I mean,
you're used to him by now.
He's a black belt of arguing because, you can't argue with him. He's very hard to have a dispute with. But he's actually a very sweet, down to earth. He's a lot of fun. And not a lot of people make him laugh like a hearty, hearty laugh. And I chalk it up to he's got sprinkling of Asperger. But the kids make him laugh. We have 10-year-old twins, boy, girl, and they make him laugh. And he enjoys walks with the family, which I hate. Like, I don't want to go on a walk. But he always wants to take the dog. We have a 100-pound lab puppy, and he loves to go on walks and does things with the kids a lot. And it's fun.
Yeah.
But But yeah, no, he can also be a force to reckon with. He can be a pain in the butt. But
what's your biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve would be, I would say, walking out of the room while you're talking to him. Because
really?
He does this thing where he's got like hypervigilance. And my son is a little bit like this too, where you'll be talking and you'll think he's not listening. Mm-hmm. And he hears everything you say. Although it's unsatisfying, because when you're explaining or telling him something exciting that happened, and he'll say, yeah, uh-huh, and he just starts to walk out of the room to go get something, and it comes like, I'm talking to you. You know, I'm listening. You know, it's very unsatisfying. That would be my biggest pet peeve, and probably the kids' biggest pet peeve, so I'm going to speak on behalf of those two as well.
So I want to know, like, you're a mom, you're a uh-huh. wife, you host this podcast, you're trying to raise the kids, run the household, you're also the CEO of Corolla Drinks. Like, how, I mean, my head spins just thinking about all of that. How do you keep it together?
Well, first of all, I appointed myself CEO, so I don't know how valid that is. But, I'll tell you that one thing is we got, to be honest with you, we hired this nanny early on. They mm-hmm. were 2 months, and she's my right-hand woman. And I don't know what she has been with us since they were 2 months old, and they're 10 now. So, you know, she's part of the family. And Adam is a busy guy. He works, and I'm busy. But I make sure that I'm home by 3 o'clock so that, you know, I first of all, I take them to school, and I like that. I like the morning, but I hate the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so I make sure that I'm home with them because they have to do their homework
right.
times two, and homework is out of control. Ugh. And they're both in fifth grade, and it's fifth grade homework, and it's getting intense. And I thank God I have Olga, but she can only help so much. You know, she's Spanish and she's great, and she's very smart, but she's, you know, her and I, the homework is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't have a mother-in-law or my parents are gone, or they were older, and Adam's parents are in their 80s, and there's no sister or sister-in-law coming over to help. So, you know, we're on our own. So we're lucky and blessed that we can have the means to hire somebody, but, you know, it's getting hard. I have to say I'm enjoying this Corolla Drinks thing because I'm traveling going and visiting the markets that we have the Corolla Drinks. And
I bet that kind of that gave you a little more excitement back in your life. I can imagine things, you know, the spice maybe it had dimmed a bit after you got married and had kids. And now, you know, you have this awesome line of drinks, and you guys have what? Mangria. Mm-hmm. You have different. What are they? Different mm-hmm. Wines.
We launched an IPA beer.
Yeah.
No, it is. No, it's exciting. It's I'm happy because I worked my whole life, and then we had kids, and then I had to stay home, and it was very tough those first 5 years, and now it's fun. They're at a fun age, but it's very satisfying to be able to get back into the workforce and to learn an industry. I have nothing. I know nothing about the alcohol industry, except I know how to drink it.
It's fun on the other side of it where you get to drink.
Right. I'm a consumer, no problem.
Right.
I got that handled. But the one thing though, Zach, I wish I had this job 20 years ago, because I'm getting older. I'm getting too tired. You know, they're sending me, you know, oh, we got a bar crawl coming up in Portland. And it's like, oh, great. You know, it's a whole night of going from bar to bar. I can't.
They're sending you on a bar crawl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Where is this bar crawl taking place?
Well, we came up with this marketing model, which is done well for us, which mm-hmm. is what we do. So we have Mangria, which is the red sangria, but it's a high octane sangria. It's 21% alcohol. And then we have the IPA beer we just launched. So what we do is we go to the markets like Portland or San Francisco, and mostly on the West Coast stuff, but starting to branch out. And we get like three or four bars lined up, and we get the Starline buses, and we sell tickets, $30. Adam promotes it on his podcast. And luckily, Adam's crew of, you know, producer Gary, intern Nick, all the clowns that he has, we call them the Corolla lackeys. the audience likes to, you know, they want to go out. It's sort of like Howard Stern's guys, you know.
Yeah.
The audience wants to buy. They'll buy tickets, even though Adam's not going to be there. They'll buy tickets to go. And we fill two buses, and we go from bar to bar. Each bar has a specialty cocktail made with Mangria or, you know, a glass. Everybody gets their IPA, Endless Rant. And we just go from bar to bar and promote it. And then the people that come, they'll hashtag and they'll promote on their social media. It's sort of like creating a little bit of a buzz, and it's free publicity through those, you know, through the fans. And it's been a lot of fun. But yeah, we've done about seven now, and we're getting pretty good at it.
That sounds like a blast. And do you guys just have them all throughout the country?
Yeah, our next one, I think, is going to be, you know, I can't announce it yet, but we do a poll where we ask people on Adam's Facebook page, what city are you in, and or I think we say four cities, here's Portland, San Francisco, whatever, which one would you like, you know, and whoever wins is where we went. That's what we did with Portland. So yeah, it's going all over the country. And then I go by myself to different markets like New York or Boston, and I'll do a tasting or a tap. They call them tap takeovers. And it's just me. And I, you know, kind of get behind the bar and serve up the drinks, promoting, doing like a
fun. Look at you, bartender, CEO, podcast host. You're just a lady of all trades.
Yeah, check me out. We're exhausted.
No, I bet.
It's fun. It's fun though. But I wish I was younger.
Do you have any advice for any like other moms that are maybe kind of juggling a lot of plates that you know, some tips that you've learned along the way that you want to share?
Yeah, drink.
Drink Mangria.
Oh, that's terrible. Advice for other moms. You know, I would find whatever the passion is, you know, if you have a lot of responsibility, like raising twins and being married to a professional complainer, you have all these responsibilities. You try and find what your passion is. And if you're still at the job, you don't have the luxury to whatever to find your passion, but you do have a trade. That's where you've been working. Just, you know, I guess you would just, you know, just focus and see and grow and learn. You know, I'm learning a new industry, so I'm doing a ton of reading at night about this alcohol, you know, what the license is. And I mean, in every market,
I
is different.
Can imagine it's so overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's a lot. The alcohol industry is crazy. And so, you know, you have to, if you want, you know, if you're a mom out there and you want to make a change or you want to do something new, unfortunately, you got to put your back into it, and you got to read, and you got to learn, you got to, you know, train yourself. So, and that's what I'm doing. And Adam is like a football coach, so he approaches life that way, and that's sort of the way I'm taking this on, I guess.
I love it. Now, I heard that there's a pretty funny story about how Mangria all kind of started, because that's really what started Corolla Drinks, right? Was Mangria.
Yes.
So how
yes.
did that all come to be?
Okay. Yeah, it is funny. Adam likes, so since I've known Adam, he's always had a glass or two of red wine at the end of the night. It's
okay.
His way of unwinding. And so one night he had a little bit of red wine left, and it was like 11 o'clock at night. And, you know, he had just a little, like about a glass left, went and got some vodka, got some orange juice, made himself a little cocktail. And he was telling, you know, he's on the podcast the next day, and he was talking about it. He's like, yeah, I made myself a little, you know, I made myself a little sangria, a little mangria. and then he got tweets, you know, hey, you know, Adam, I made myself a glass of mangria, you know, and the people are tweeting him, making it, you know, what is it, vodka and red wine? And And then they started making it. Then he kept talking about it here and there on the podcast because he loves to talk. And next thing you know, sort of basically Napa came calling and saying, hey, you're serious. We have a winery. We'll bottle some. We'll send it to you. You taste it. You tweak it. You tell us what you like, what you don't like. And voila, then we were in business and we had the red. And the red started was being sold. And luckily we got hooked up through this guy that runs the company with me is Adam's assistant. He was his assistant for 10 years, but at night he went to law school and he was a bartender in Manhattan Beach. So he knew and he had contacts in the alcohol industry. And he said, you know, Adam said, why don't you start helping us with Corolla, you know, with Mangria. And he jumped in and then it started. Then the white came along. We had the white flavor and then we came up with the Brosé. So now we have three flavors and it's just started taking off. And Adam's saying, you know, this is too much. I can't. This is Lynette. This is on you. It could be the family business someday.
That's always nice, right? It's too much for me. Here, wife, take it.
Here, wife. You don't have nothing to do at home with the twins.
You don't look busy enough. Here you go. Here's a business to run for me.
Here you go. Yeah. Godspeed. So, he just, you know, he's saying, you know, the kids it could be a family business and run with it because I got books to write and movies to make and podcasts to do. So you're on your own. But it's been fun because I love Jay. And he's super smart, and he's a great guy, and we've been, you know, pounding the pavement, sort of grassroots, and it's growing. It's we've learned a lot, but you know, it's growing. It's taken its time, and the beer just came, and it's been fun.
Yeah, talk to me about that. That's the new Endless Ran IPA, right? That you guys just launched.
Yeah, that's another one where Adam was, we just launched that in May of this year.
Nice.
And that's growing like wildfire in Southern California. And then I just got back from Northern California, met with distributors up there, and they're excited to get it up there. And so beer, see, people don't know what to make of Mangria. They're like, what is it? Is it
right.
a specialty cocktail? But the beer, people know beer.
People know beer. People like beer.
They like beer. And the IPA craft beer is going nuts, you know.
Yeah, so, it's hot right now.
Yeah, very hot.
It's hotter than the Naked Chef. Well, I don't know about that.
That's right. It's
debatable.
Love that Naked Chef. So these guys in Elk, King Harbor is our the guys that brew it. And they're down in Redondo Beach out here. And they came to Adam at a parking lot, and they walked up to him in the parking lot after Adam did a signing and said, hey, you know, you want to try beer? We, you know, we make great beer. And they came from Budweiser. They came from Budweiser. I'm sorry. Stone Brew, something I'm losing. I can't think of the name, but they had a great reputation in the beer business and they make great, great beer. And they gave it to Adam. They said, try it. If you like it, give us a call. And now and then Adam passed their business card over to Jay and I, and we called them up and we launched the beer in May.
Nice.
Yeah.
So now you guys have the beer, the Mangria, the Brosé, and then the white Mangria.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot. It's really growing.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's growing. It's fun.
So I want to know from your perspective as a female, in the alcohol industry, because there really aren't a lot of female CEOs in this industry. I mean, really the only one that I can think of is like Bethany Frankel. And even then it's targeted to a very specific audience. Like that's where the marketing is directed at. What's it like being, you know, a female CEO in the alcohol industry and then running a brand that's also, you know, a fairly male
right.
run brand.
Yeah, no, I know I feel sort of honored just to hear when somebody says it that way, that there's not a lot of CEOs. And I mean, and my God, Bethany Frankel, I mean, look what she did. But
you guys aren't far behind. You're rolling these out and it looks like it's really going well.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I am. I'm definitely excited. But
I would say, you know, the alcohol industry is, it is very male dominated.
Right.
And it does get annoying. And, you know, with the beer, they wanted to name it something. I can't think of some sort of male name. And I said, you know, enough. It's like the male, man, you know, enough. It's too fucked out, as right. Adam would say. Like, enough with the man stuff. Like,
yeah.
You know, go a different direction. And IPAs are named weird names, and Adam is known to rant, so we went with Endless Rant. But in the business, like, I'm learning, well, first of all, that there's a lot of shady people in this business. You know, I mean, we have great people that work with us, but coming across a lot of shady people and then, you know, getting hit on, but it's sort of flattering, I have to say, you know, you know, I'm around people that are drinking and they start to, you know, feel comfortable and they start to get a little friendly and then, you know, it's flattering, but it's a little like, okay, you know, back up.
Right.
That's what it is like, to be honest. It's exciting though. It really, I have to say, I wake up in the morning and it's like, I have something to look forward to. During the day, you know, what do I have to do? Oh, I got to talk to Jay. We got to work this out. And there's a lot of challenges and the challenging stuff I find exciting too. So, and I know I keep saying that word exciting, but it's a challenge for me and that's what keeps me going. But you know, women, more power to them. They should more, I would hope more get out there in the marketplace. It would be nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're
setting, and maybe soon.
Yeah.
Counting down.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're already setting a great example, and I think that's awesome. You're proving that, you know, a mom and a wife can still have a career and juggle it all and balance it all and still rock it.
Oh, I appreciate that, Zach. Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah.
So
no,
next on the horizon? What?
Well, let's see. We're planning this charity event, but we don't even have a name for it. I was listening to you plug your charity event. How do you come up with a name for a charity?
That's the hardest thing, especially that's a conversation for another time. But it's so, I mean, it really is like, because when you think about it, like when it comes to an event, especially a charity event, like it's not just like a marketing event. Like it's an event where you really want to promote the cause and really bring in people and like the marketing behind that. It's a lot of work.
Right. Yeah.
And the intention's good. It's not just to sell a product. It's like, you know, I want you to support this cause that means a lot to me.
Right. No, of course. No, I agree. And it's just good. Yeah, I mean, people are like that. People I'm working with, they're like, "Oh yeah, just ask Adam. He'll come up with a name in 2 seconds." He's a comedian. It's like, Adam's got nothing.
Yeah, right.
We're trying, but So we got the charity event, and really, what we're just focusing on right now is the busiest time of year, which is the holidays, and so that's when we try and ramp up the sales for the online sales. You know, you could go to CorollaDrinks.com and buy, you know, from anywhere in the country, you could buy both beer and the wine. And
nice.
What I'd like to do is add a nice fine wine in the new year, just something maybe seasonal instead of, you know, Mangria, which Mangria is great, but a nice fine wine, like, hey, this is from, you know, Argentina. It's, you know, it's got a nice body or whatever, and Adam can promote it, and then it's gone, you know, something that's kind of limited.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and then I'd like to have my own IPA for the missus or something.
Yes.
King Harbor keeps telling me that they're going to brew up something like that for me. So, because I like beer. So that's kind of really, that's as far as I'm doing, that's it. That's where it's at.
Well, hey, it's going in a good direction. I like where it's going.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So where can people go to find out where Mangria and Endless Rant IPA, where Corolla Drinks is going to be, where you guys are going to be, you know, and what upcoming events that you guys have?
Okay, they can always go CorollaDrinks.com. That's everything is there. And they can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, you name it. I'm all across the board. And it's it's at Lynette Carolla. And I do my own social media. People always like, do you do your social? Yeah, I do my own social media.
Go you.
Until 2 o'clock. It's like a whole, that's a whole beast, right? I mean, that's just another, that's a chore. But I'm always tweeting out anything that we're doing that's coming up. But yeah, CarollaDrinks.com would be, you can find out where you can buy it at the stores near you or if you want to buy it online. So,
awesome. And where can people listen to your podcast?
And the podcast, for crying out loud, you can go to iTunes. Ooh. And tell a friend, subscribe, and give us a nice rating. And I'll do the same for your podcast.
Ooh,
and
yes.
Yeah.
Of course. So, awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, Zach. This has been fun. I'm so upset that we didn't get to make it in studio.
I know. Well, thank you so much, Lena. Everybody needs to go and listen to the For Crying Out Loud podcast on Corolla Digital. You can listen to it and download on iTunes. And head over to CorollaDrinks.com to see, to learn more about the different drinks Corolla Drinks has, to order, find out where you can buy it, find out where they're going to be next. And don't forget to follow Lynette at Lynette Carolla on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. She is all over the place. Remember, she runs it all herself. Don't forget to get your tickets to Generation Rescue's fall pop-up party in downtown LA. That's grpopup.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets. Use code ZACK, ZACK, to get $10 off. And I better see you all there. All right? And don't forget to listen to Hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter every Wednesday on iTunes, Stitcher for those of you that have an Android, or you can always listen at thenetworkstudios.com. I'm going to talk to you guys next week. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow me at Just Plain Zach across all social media platforms. And again, don't forget to follow Lynette at Lynette Carolla. All right. Bye.
Thank you, Zach. Okay.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.